From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met Monday at the White House. They held a press briefing afterward.
America is deeply fortunate to have a neighbor like Canada. We have before us the opportunity to build even more bridges, and bridges of cooperation, and bridges of commerce. Both of us are committed to bringing greater prosperity and opportunity to our people.
Trade between the two neighbors topped the agenda. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and Canada would be tweaking their trade relations, making them better. The two leaders disagreed on immigration policies, but Mr. Trudeau agreed on the need to cooperate in energy projects.
Today, we reiterated that our nations are committed to collaborating on energy infrastructure projects that will create jobs while respecting the environment. And as we know, investing in infrastructure is a great way to create the kind of economic growth that our countries so desperately need.
The Canadian leader also held talks with key leaders on Capitol Hill. President Trump made his first phone calls to African heads of state Monday. He spoke with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. As the Security Council prepared for an emergency meeting on the subject, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called North Korea's latest missile test a further troubling violation of UN resolutions. Here's his spokesman.
The Secretary General strongly condemns the launch of another ballistic missile by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on the 12th of February. This action is a further troubling violation of Security Council resolutions.
The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency session. In a news conference Monday with Canada's Prime Minister, Donald Trump said his administration will deal very strongly with North Korea. This is VOA News. Turkish media reported Monday that the suspect in Istanbul's New Year's nightclub bombing says he is a member of the Islamic State group and has asked to be given the death sentence. The reports quoted Abdulkadir Masharipov's testimony in court Saturday that he targeted Christians as an act of revenge. Nearly 200,000 people remain under evacuation orders in California, where authorities are trying to repair erosion to a spillway at the country's tallest dam. A spillway failure could lead to flooding. The dam itself, which holds back Lake Oroville, is not in danger of collapse. The U.S. Senate confirmed President Donald Trump's choice for Treasury Secretary, former Wall Street executive Steven Mnuchin. The vote Monday was 53-47, with Republicans lining up in support. Mnuchin is the latest Trump cabinet pick to receive full-throated lockstep opposition from Democrats. A White House spokesman said Monday that President Trump is evaluating the situation surrounding U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Flynn is in trouble over not disclosing sensitive conversations with a Russian official. Sean Spicer's statement leaves Flynn's status in doubt. Video drone footage released Monday by Russia shows the extent of the most recent destruction in the historic Syrian city of Palmyra. The video shows significant damage to the facade of a Roman-era theater and the Tetrapylon, a set of four monuments with 16 columns, of which only two are said to be standing. In Geneva, United Nations envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, said Monday the formal starts of the next round of Syrian peace talks set for February 23rd. Former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi called Monday for a meeting of his ruling Democratic Party to determine its leader. Renzi, who is the current leader, is believed to be seeking a showdown with critics within the party. He told the party to stop its internal squabbles and concentrate instead on defeating the populists and protectionists gaining popularity in Italy and the rest of Europe. Renzi resigned as premier after losing a constitutional referendum in December. A Kenyan judge has jailed officials of the National Doctors Union for a month because of an ongoing strike. Public hospital doctors are seeking better pay and better working conditions. They've been on strike since December 5th. Pakistani police say a suicide bomber set off an explosion Monday at a protest rally in Lahore, killing at least 13 people and wounding about 85. Two senior police officers are among the dead. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.